ओम शांति। लेट अस स्टार्ट विद अ फ्यू मोमेंट्स ऑफ मेडिटेशन एंड एज ऑलवेज इट इज गुड टू कीप द बॉडी कंफर्टेबल। And actively tell the mind that drama is absolutely benevolent. And that everything is absolutely accurate. And so, at least for these few moments, no need to think about drama. It is on the rails and it's heading towards the destination. Don't worry. And turn all the attention to the invisible, to the subtle, to that what is imperishable. To that what is beyond time and change. Put a full stop and go beyond drama. Right here, right now, there is this invisible, immortal, eternal, living, conscious star. Who is like an invisible prince, angelic prince, who belongs to the King of Kings. An unearthly being, an alaukik being, being of light. Invisible but very real. This is the real I. The soul, completely separate from the body, completely separate from the physical personality, eternal, invisible, angelic, royal, being of light. Who belongs to God, the King of Kings. This being of light is a guest in the theater, the world of matter. And for these few moments, there is the conscious choice to remember the home of this invisible living star, the home of light. That sky beyond the physical sky, golden red, silent, serene light, that region of God, that region of the family, of living stars, benevolent beings, immortal beings. Brothers, and allow the mind to be completely immersed in the atmosphere of that supreme love, in the presence of Supreme Father. Immerse the mind in that experience of that incorporeal drishti, and those vibrations. Home Param Dham is infused with those feelings, with those vibrations of belonging, of welcome, of equality, of love. And just immerse the mind. In that experience, this is eternal truth of each and every one of us, the living stars. And in the far, far, far distances, the theater and the stage, and the drama with noise and movement and puppets, extra toy world, but the eternal reality, is with the Father and the family of invisible, angelic, royal beings who look like stars, living lights, silently perfect beings. Truth and beauty of each one is great. And as these living stars approach the theater, they enter the theater with the aim to remind their other invisible brothers of the world beyond, of the Father beyond, of their own eternal truth. Om Shanti. In today's session, the aim is to explore in a bit more detail the journey of the soul. And this sketch is kind of a map. Baba often tells us, he teaches us history and geography. So this is the map of the total picture. There is the non-physical world, the home, and of course there is a subtle region in between, and there is the physical world. And the soul enters the physical world, journeys, takes different bodies. And at the end of the journey, go back home. And it is good to always hold this bigger picture, this bigger perspective in our mind, because it helps us to be clear and not get entangled here, not get lost here. And all our yoga is actually to constantly remind ourselves of that bigger picture. Holding this bigger picture in mind nurtures the angel, nurtures soul consciousness, nurtures the right identity. Zooming in into the home, zooming in into that connection between the supreme and the soul, it nurtures soul consciousness. It nurtures the soul identity. Knowing the drama, as a story, as a play, as a theater in which a script is being acted out, helps us to come out of the identification with the characters in the script. The ego-filled mind, ego-based life, this is forgotten, and this is made big in our mind. And our sense of life and world and existence completely revolves around this, in that body conscious mode. Now, on this journey, things happen. And one thing is, things happen externally, but for Brahmins, it is more important to understand what happens at the level of consciousness. Because we have to set things right at the root. So to also understand at the level of the root what is going on. And then the physical world, externally, things will follow. So on this journey, consciousness goes through different phases. There are different time periods and different state of consciousness. And so let us see what Baba tells us about the journey. So when the soul comes from the soul world, the soul comes in that 100% soul conscious state. The soul comes in that state of fullness and completeness and wholeness. And so that is the deity period of the journey. And the consciousness is 100% soul conscious. And that manifests in a sense of playfulness. Playful, the feeling is that this physical world is a game. And we, soul has come here to play, and the body is a toy, and there are so many other toys to play with. But at the same time, there is natural wisdom, and there is innocence, innocence of vices, innocence and ignorance of desires, naturally, no need anything. There is the awareness of immortality. There is the feeling of being a guest and a player visiting. Playfulness. Natural virtuousness. And joy and happiness. energies of giving happiness and taking happiness, giving happiness and taking happiness. Not even taking, but everything is a feeling of wah and wonder. The deity period of of the journey. And in other cultures, this is remembered as fairies. The fairies, they are as if magical life, full of goodness and innocence and purity and virtue. So that is the first period of the time. And of course, we know that that externally manifests in a golden age scenes in the drama also. When souls are in this state of consciousness, that purest state of consciousness, then matter also responds, giving us heaven. Giving souls the experience of the highest and the high of matter, the best of matter is given to souls when the soul is in that highest state of awareness. But over time, we come into the second phase of the journey, that consciousness and that awareness gradually moves into a next phase, which is what Baba calls the warrior stage or the warrior phase, and that externally manifests in the Silver Age. And the warrior phase, there is that, it is a bit longer time is spent away from the home, longer time is spent away from that incorporeal state and that exposure to the Supreme Father, longer time away and exposed to the physical world, exposed to sense experiences. So that newness and that freshness and that innocence of the first part of the journey is not there anymore. There is still virtuousness, there is still soul consciousness, there is still that joy and that purity there, but it shifts now into that energy and that attitude of courage, of adventure, of ruling and of expansion and of governing, the warrior phase. And a little bit of feeling of I connected to the physical comes in. Little bit, it is not yet impure or going into gross ego, but so much time away from the home and from the Father, and so much exposure to the world of the sense experiences, and we begin to like it very much. And a sense of I begins to form around the role, around the part, the warrior phase, but it is still in a virtuous way. The next part of the journey is when it shifts. Then this I and mine takes over, and ego gets formed, and these false identities come into the mind, and they start to dominate. And attachment starts to dominate the merchant phase. And the energy and the tendencies in the merchant consciousness is of acquisition. And here it is a giving, natural, and here we start to take. and negotiate. I can give, but I have to give, get back. What can you give to me? Our skills and intelligence and physical energy is used to get and to take and to outsmart and to show off. The merchant face, characterized by this energy of acquiring and acquisition. Merchant. And it manifests in the Copper Age, no? But at the same time, internally, there is also a sense of loss, because this is lost. And that refined, deity-like existence and those higher refined feelings is gone. There is still skill and energy and intelligence, but it is used for gross things. And so this is the time when the other vices like lust and greed and jealousy and fear and anxiety and carelessness and manipulation and calculation comes in. It emerges this time of the journey, which manifests in the Copper Age, where the predominant energy of the collective souls on the journey is in this phase, it manifests in the Copper Age of humanity, of the drama. But consciousness moves on into that downward spiral, and the next phase is what is called the Shudra state. Or you could also say the beggar state, or slave, or dependent. And that has nothing to do with this color of skin or anything. It is a state of consciousness. The soul has become completely depleted. And so in this phase, the state of consciousness is one of confusion, one of spiritual ignorance. And that manifests in lots of desires and demands and expectations. But it also manifests in laziness and dullness and lethargy and having all kinds of demands and expectations, but no energy to act or to do something or to initiate. The Shudra, confused, doesn't know what is right, what is wrong, what to do, what not to do, how to do, not to how to do. Confusion. And this higher refined state is completely lost. And that manifests in the Iron Age, a life of indulgence, a life of pursuing superficial sense pleasures and sense experiences that become our God, no? In this phase. Comforts and more comforts, and comforts for the senses and comforts for the ego. Mind completely filled with ego. Ego rules that inner kingdom completely. Ego is king. And this leads, if this is not stopped, it leads to the demon. And that demonic state of consciousness is characterized by sorrow. Giving sorrow and taking sorrow. Taking sorrow and giving sorrow. Destructive energy. Anything is bent into the negative. Anything is bent into sorrow. A demonic state of consciousness. Of course, there are details in all of this, but just to get an idea of the flow of that journey. Now, this is the time that Baba comes. Baba incarnates, Baba starts to use the body of Brahma. Dada Lake Raj gets his visions and gets these touchings and pulls. And Shiv Baba starts using his body, names him Brahma. And then the Brahmin phase begins. And the Brahmin phase means we have taken spiritual birth through the knowledge of God. That knowledge that is spoken through the mouth of Brahma. The Brahmin phase of the journey starts. And in that Brahmin part of the journey, consciousness shifts. There is an awakening. Baba reminds us, you are not this physical. Life is not just superficial sense pleasures. You are this immortal, eternal, imperishable, invisible, living star, and you belong to me, the Supreme. You belong to the home of light. And so the energy of the Brahmin part of the journey is the energy of love for knowledge, love for truth, love for God, love for service, energy of simplicity and renunciation, the energy of service. And a life built around that is Brahmin life. But Brahmin is not the destination. The destination is angel. Angel means karmatit. Angel means completely free from any sense of I or mine connected to anything in the drama. Angel means karmatit avyakt. Angel means one who is always in clarity of that bigger perspective. Angel means one who sees the way God sees and starts thinking the way God would think and see things, the perspective of God. Angel who is free. That is why the wings symbolize freedom and detachment. Mind and eyes are focused on God, are given to God in the service of God's task. The angel, completely detached. And the angel, that angelic consciousness, that is what is the seed for the deity state. So on our journey as Brahmins, it is useful that we know the whole journey. Now, Baba tells us you have the whole cycle in your intellect, in essence, but also the details of it. And it is not just Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age, Confluence Age, and in the Golden Age there are nice deities who look beautifully and have nice clothes, but there is a consciousness behind that, and it manifests in a certain energy and certain virtues and tendencies. So to know that state and how it moves through the journey and what is required to come back to the beginning. And of course, when you take a cross section of society, you will find souls who are in this part of their journey, in this part, in this part, in this part, in this part. And of course, the majority of the souls at this moment in time are in this part of the journey. And few of us are here, moving to there. This is like what? Spiritual history or insight in the journey of the soul. And it is beautiful to know that every soul goes through these, what would be called these phases in their journey. But of course, it will be different. A soul who takes the first birth in the golden age goes through this. A soul who takes his first birth in the silver age or in the copper age or in the iron age. How it manifests will be different, but the inner experiences will be going through these parts of the journey. Okay, so let's close with a moment of silent remembrance. And one of Baba's fascinations is that there is this tiny, tiny, tiny living star, the soul, invisible experiencer. And this tiny, tiny soul has such a huge part. Baba says this is a wonder. Part of 84 births. Journey of the soul. But the end of the journey is to just come back home. Home in the sense of the soul world, but home also in the sense of that original state, that eternal state. Pure, incorporeal, eternal soul with the Father and the family of living stars in the home of light. Om Shanti.